Hi, this is Chaz Palminteri, and if you're thinking about getting your eyes done, the only person to see is Dr. Rothman of LASIK of Nevada. I flew all the way from New York to be here, and Dr. Rothman did my eyes. And all I could say is, it's a miracle. I could see. You see Dr. Rothman of LASIK of Nevada.
Do it. It's the right thing to do.
Living in Las Vegas starts now. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome from Las Vegas, Nevada, that groovy little podcast that gives you a true first-person look into what it's like to call Sin City your home.
Yes.
The Living in Las Vegas podcast. And now your host.
Yes.
A man who clearly needs some kind of introduction, otherwise you wouldn't know who he was.
Sing it, Mr.
Scott Whitney. What you gonna... Ooh. Hey, he's kind of groovy today. Why?
Because yesterday was Pirate Day, and I drank three of these.
Arr, matey.
You did not.
I drank three. Hold on.
No, you didn't.
Let's see if I can do it again without spilling like I did on the last show. Part of the deal is focus. If you focus on the pour, you're less likely to spill.
Did you really drink three of those yesterday?
Three of them because it was Pirate Day and pirates drink out of mugs or growlers. No. No, I did not drink three of those. I would have been dead, right?
Well, right. It depends on, it could have been an all-day affair.
Oh, it could have been, but you know, it wasn't. Anyways, hey, everybody, welcome to the Living in Las Vegas podcast, the number one place for the Living in Las Vegas podcast. I am your humble host, Scott Whitney. Great to have you here. Konnichiwa, as the kids say. And I'm joined by who? I think you know who she is. You've seen her before. She's pretty. She's my Jenny on the Block. I wish I had Jenny on the Block music. Do you have any Jenny on the Block music?
Only if I sing it, and we all know that's not good.
Well, there she is, Melissa Whitney. Big hand! Do it. Sing a little Jenny.
No.
I'm Jenny on the Block, and that's
something
all
about the money I got.
That's all I really got about Jenny. It's really kind of embarrassing. Anyways, yeah, this is the Living in Las Vegas podcast, and a couple things, a little housekeeping. You can find us at livinginlv.com. That's livinginlv.com, or... if you're a fan of the big network, which God bless you if you are, that website is VegasVideoNetwork.com. Again, VegasVideoNetwork.com. You can always call our new and improved listener line, which is 866-966-4599. Or if you'd prefer, you can send us an email to onairq@livinginlv.com.
Basically, whatever they want.
Whatever they want, we're going to give
them. If you
want
to call us, if you want to email us.
Right.
Chat with us on Facebook.
Doesn't
whatever.
Matter. You
we're
want
easy.
Us, as a matter of fact, you brought up a good point. We're on the Facebook. There we are right there. Facebook.com/Vegas Video. Look how proud she is. Look at me. I'm promoting.
I was thinking, I'm being helpful.
You are. Because usually you skip
I'm
ahead.
Helpful.
Usually you're like, and that's the end of the show.
I do not do that.
Now,
you're such a liar.
But this time, we're actually going to... actually help you get to the next piece in your outline for the show. Can't really beat that, actually.
I'm helpful. I am always helpful. You just don't always
also,
feel the same way.
A tip of the hat to the good folks at LASIK in Nevada. Again, Dr. Rothman, the most experienced LASIK surgeon. Where? In all of Nevada! Living in here.
Whoa!
It's his 40,000 eyeballs. No, it'd be probably 80,000 eyeballs. We've done that math before. Anyways,
but I don't know. He may not do both eyes. He could just do one eye.
He could do one eye, and we've known people who've done one eye.
Some people only have one eye.
Especially if you're a pirate.
If you're a pirate. Some of your pirate friends from yesterday.
Get my eye, Captain R. Get my eye so I can see the scallywags better.
Whoa.
There you go.
And parrots. And
parrots, right. The parrot took out my other eye. Now I like to get this one so I can actually read the map. Anyways, today's weather, 100 degrees, back to the three digits.
It was lovely.
That's good. We're actually probably going to do our final pool. Yeah, I didn't tell you this. I thought we might have a pool party on Saturday. How do you feel about that? Not good. Okay. No pool party. Sorry. We'll go swimming.
But I'm only saying we made a commitment of something we were going to do on Saturday.
On Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, should I forget?
Yep.
Am I a bad husband?
I just don't like it when you make plans without me.
Can you give me a hint? I didn't make plans. I just thought of it just then.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Hmm. Didn't tell anybody.
Because I'm not going to be around much this week, you know.
Can you give me a hint for Saturday?
Remember I said I want to do this on Saturday.
Oh, that was work stuff.
Because I know that you have outsourced all your housekeeping responsibilities. But I still have quite a bit I have to do.
All I'm saying is, as I recall
now. I like how you announced that you want to do this in this public forum.
Well, it's good. I'm trying to bring people together here.
Uh-huh.
I remember, yes, you wanted me to help clean out the closet.
Yes.
Yeah, gosh, we could do that at a different time.
Yes,
that's really fall weather stuff.
Yes, it is.
It is fall weather stuff.
Yes,
okay, pool party. Whee! Okay. Anyways, 100 degrees, and the pool is 76 degrees, which means we're going to have to heat it with how much? 400,000 BTU of heat. Is anybody catching that look? Let's get a close-up of that.
Trying to figure out how many wives would appreciate this little conversation.
What? We're not doing anything. I didn't even say anything. Fall cleaning for November. Ted is in agreement. Ray is saying that I'm digging a hole. Fascinating.
Yep.
I don't even feel it. Okay, let's not do that. Okay, so what's going on? What's happening in your friend's life, your friends here at the Vegas Video Network and at the Living in Las Vegas stuff? Nice things. Apparently, beer makes you burp a little bit. My apologies to the people who are listening. First of all, good news from the good people over at Roku. Roku is a TV thing. We're on the Roku, and guess what? Look at that. We are a featured channel on Roku. You can look up there. You'll see Revision 3, which is a great online broadcast network. They don't do live stuff. It's all video on demand, but it's awesome. Little Fox News, and then there's your buddy Vegas Video Network features 1 of 7. Thank you very much. Nothing? That's pretty sweet. So we appreciate the good people over at Roku saying nice things to us. You know what was occurring to me? I drive on the 215 quite a bit now. Tuesdays and Thursdays, I do that drive, and it's a beautiful freeway. We've talked about it before, and it's a speed trap, and we've talked about that before, and so we recommend not getting arrested there. But here's something that's interesting. A lot of people don't know this, but Las Vegas has a hieroglyphic background. Indians and things used to be here. People, right?
Hieroglyphic?
Yeah, there's things in rocks and stuff, remember? Like at Red Rock, petroglyphs, right. And so one of the things they've done on all the bridges here, which I think is kind of neat, is two things. First, when they put a bridge up pretty much anywhere in Las Vegas now, they put the date, the year the bridge was put up, which I think is kind of cool. You know, there's bridges that we've seen that were put up in 2000. They're 11-year-old bridges already. I think that's kind of cool. Other thing that they do that's kind of fun is they do these, what would you call that, a hieroglyphic or petroglyph. And so if you're driving northbound on 215, you see a bunch of these. And they're kind of cool. Like, here's one, and, you know, that bridge was done in 2009, and you can see it looks like some kind of horsey thing, and then there's some bunnies jumping around, and you drive a little farther north. Oh, look at those. Those look like some voodoo animals. And it looks like that might be a pipe. I mean, I didn't know that. It could be a hookah pipe. Maybe a hookah pike over that pipe over there.
Pipe.
Or it could be a peace pipe. Yeah, and you're driving a little. Look at those. Sheep. Right? Rams.
Well, we have bighorn sheep.
Right. That bridge was built in 2004. And that's pretty cool. And again, I mean, these are all the way up and down 215. I really think this is a pretty cool idea. Then you get to the bridge that is Summerlin Parkway. And what's the word I'm looking for? Well, let me just kind of show you what it looks like. So that's the Summerlin Bridge hieroglyphs. Yeah, well, let me zoom in a little bit. Petroglyphs. This is built in, so it looks like the animal in the back is preparing to penetrate the animal.
Mount.
Or mount the animal in the front, being ridden by a human. Now, I'm not sure who designed that, but am I the only one who looks at that and thinks, there is going to be some sort of probing going on there. Do you see that?
Is there, where's the person?
Well, of all the questions that you could ask, where's the person is not the question that I think is germane to the conversation, but I will point it out to you. The person is riding the front animal who's about to be mounted. You can see there's a person with his arms out holding his ears.
Well, he's in shadow, so I...
Right. So you see the guy in the front who's holding the ears of the poor animal who's about to be entered from the rear from what looks like a guy holding the baby rattle who's about ready to shove the baby rattle up into the front animal. Do you see that?
I don't see a guy holding the baby rattle.
That's an animal, and there is a baby rattle. It's an animal. It's an animal who has a thumbs. This is a special prehistoric animal.
You've really given this a lot.
Yeah, I drive by that a lot, and I'm like, that's really the craziest thing. And somebody had to okay the fact that that is almost anal sex on a bridge. It's crazy.
I drive by there every day, and I have never once thought that.
Really?
No.
Am I the only one? Is anybody here from if you're from Las Vegas and you head 215 North underneath the Summerlin Bridge, please take a look at that graphic and tell me if I am the only one who believes that is a sexual animal thing happening on Summerlin. That will be there, by the way, forever.
I honestly have I drive by there every single day and I've never noticed it. But you've mentioned this before, so I know you've been giving this a lot of thought.
I have. I have. Really, it's important. Now, this weekend, we did a couple of things. We're going to talk about it towards the end, a show we saw that we had a very good time. But one of the great things about being, of course, in Las Vegas is you get to hang out on the Strip.
We do.
And we did that Saturday. We went and saw a show, which, again, we'll talk about. But after the show, we just kind of hung out. And it was lovely. And we found...
Well, the weather is perfect.
Weather was perfect. Yeah, it was probably mid-80s or so. Sunshine, not a cloud in the sky. Packed. I mean,
it was really busy.
There were people everywhere, which is great. Great energy. People were smiling and happy, and there were the flippers and the drunks. And
are we going to talk about what we were doing when we were hanging out, watching?
Yes, we are. You mean later? Where we ate? You mean?
Yeah.
Are yes.
we doing that
we're
now?
We're going to do that right now.
I'm trying not to skip ahead.
I mean, that's awesome of you. You're a damn audio, video, broadcast, and professional.
Well, you kept saying
you
were going to talk
about
the show later, but I didn't know if you were going to talk about the people watching Dining Place.
By the way, it's nice that Jackie thinks that I'm the only one who has given that previous photo of the animals having sex. I'm the only one.
Well,
I'm telling you, I bet you Ray sees it. I bet you Ted sees it.
Because
these men are
saying?
Visionaries. Well, they're not going to say it on chat because they don't want people like Jackie giving them crap about it.
No, they would say. I don't think Ray or Ted are going to hold back from Jackie.
Come on, Ted. Ray, don't back me up on that, brother. Anyways, so we're going to do this kind of backwards, what we did on Saturday. One of the great things to do out here, actually on a vacation too, is to sit out in the sun, in the shade. It's important to me because I burn. And just kind of people watch. Now, we've done that at Mon Ami Gabby. The problem with that is it's expensive and it's hard to get there. And you can do it on Cava Wabo. That's a great place to do it. But it's on the sun side. And as the sun is setting, you're getting beaten down directly by the sun. So you'd prefer, if possible, to do outdoor sitting, but do it. Oh, Lavo is another place that we really like, which is also on the east side
Love
of the Strip.
Lava.
Be nice if you could be on the west side of the Strip, protected by the casinos, so that you're shaded. Now, where might you do that? Melissa came up with a place.
I did.
There's a little Mexican restaurant just outside Caesar's Forum, and it's called La Salsa.
Which I think is not, I think it's a chain. I think it's the same kind of Mexican food that they sell in malls.
By the way, just getting back to it, Jackie says it looked like a violation was about to happen. Thank you, Jackie. Thank you. Anyways, back to La Salsa.
It's
good to be right. Anyway, so.
I think it's the Mexican place they have in malls.
Okay. Right.
Same as that pizzeria place
and
they have.
That explains everything. So the location is right. You can't see it in this picture, but off to the left is that real big fountain, the Roman fountain with, gods and things and waterfalls.
It's in a lot of movies.
Yeah.
This fountain. I can't think of what it's called.
Roman
Trivoli
fountain thing.
Trivoli fountain?
Okay.
Is that right?
I don't think so. I don't know.
Anyway, she tossed coins in it, right. And it's supposed to bring you good luck. It's in many, many, many movies, and they've constructed it, basically, outside of Caesar's Forum, sort of down there by Joe's Stone Crab.
Yes, but yes, it is. And so there's this little Mexican restaurant, and like I said, we were hanging out there, and, by the way, and that's the place, the fountain where lots and lots of people stop to take the picture. So part of the fun is just watching people. So we had a couple of beers and a margarita. And well, I had a margarita, I had a beer, you had a couple of beers. I had tacos.
Oh, my God. I did have alcohol this weekend. I told James today I didn't have any alcohol.
There you go. You did. You had a couple of beers and you're all buzzy afterwards.
Yes, I totally forgot.
And going down.
Is James on there?
I don't know.
If not, he'll watch later. He'll be like, I knew it.
Yeah, and so great place to people watch. I mean, really, you know, it's a beautiful place to people watch. I do want to say one thing. If you look very closely, it's kind of hard to see in this picture, but I've blown it up for the men. Probably saw the best T-shirt I've seen when we were out there. And if you look at the girl with the Hooter shirt on, ladies and gentlemen, I don't care who you are.
That's horrible.
That's comedy gold.
That is really... horrible. The guy is looking like he knew you were taking her picture.
Well, what's he going to do?
Doesn't he look like he's giving you the stink eye?
He does look
like
he might come after me. But come on, that's
horrible.
There's a classy shirt. You got to figure she comes from a good background.
She's filling out those eyeballs for sure.
She sure does. I mean, they got my attention. I felt like I had to take a picture. And so I did.
That's not right.
Anyways, back to the food there. So I had a taco, which is my test for all Mexican restaurants. Yep. A couple of tacos, a couple of beef tacos, and your deep fried beans and your rice. And I had, let's start from the beginning and go to the end. So we each ordered drinks. You ordered a beer. Can't really talk about that. I ordered their frozen margarita, and it was, in a word, crap. I mean,
you said
crap.
There was no alcohol in it.
I don't think there was any alcohol in it. And I like tart. This was way tart. Like, it's kind of tart.
You're puckered.
Yeah, and I really like tart, but it was bad. So I said, well, you know, hell with that. Let's get a beer. Ordered the guacamole. Now, we've had guac. One of our favorite places for guac is El Segundo Sol, which Ray and I have partaked in. And they've got pretty good guac. They make it, you know, at a table off to the side. They bring
it
there.
Table side fresh.
It's a nice quantity of it. It's good. They give you lots of chips. They give you three different kinds of salsa. It's like a party. And so we said, hey, you know,
it's a fiesta.
So we said, let's have some guac here. Let's live it up. And now it's $8.95 or $8.75 or some outrageous money. And so they bring the guac out on a little plate, little like a, you know, like a, what's an ice cream scoop of guac. I'm like, well, thank you for, you know, really giving us everything you got.
It wasn't much. I admit. It's like a large ice cream scoop, too. It's not like a little teeny tiny.
Yeah, it's like,
thing,
you know, could we have some more?
Tomahawk said no.
Fair enough. Well, they gave us our little ice cream scoop of guac, and it was the most tasteless guacamole I've ever had.
I agree.
It literally had no taste. It was not unlike licking this glass. Let me try it. Wow, my God, that tasted just like the guacamole we had at that place. So, margarita, frozen, no good. Certainly wasn't the devil's margarita, which I might have on Saturday. That wasn't even close. Then we tried the guac, fail. All right, now we're not doing good. Now comes the taco. This is the big test. In trouble, got me a beer. Here comes a taco. Taco arrives, and it was, you know, two tacos, tortillas open, some meat, and a sprinkle of cheese, and that was it. No, what's that stuff called? The red stuff that you...
Salsa.
But you gave it a name. You have a name for it.
Pico de gallo.
Yeah. There's no pico de gallo.
They brought some pico.
Well, they brought some stuff for the chips, and it was, on the other hand, terrible as well. Completely tasteless. How do you take tomatoes and onions and some spices, put them together, and have it actually be tasteless? Don't know. But I do know who does, and that's these guys here, La Salsa, which I believe is Spanish for no taste in the salsa.
I didn't think it was horrible. I had fish tacos, and my fish tacos were good. My fish tacos were...
Your fish tacos looked good.
I thought
because they had goo on it and cheese and
like some kind of spicy sauce on
it. Yeah. It looked like a taco. Mine looked like somebody just said, it's a tortilla. I'm going to flap a little meat. Oh, crap, cheese. sprinkle, sprinkle, sprinkle. Send it off. Hey.
I didn't think mine was bad. And I you know, those were like traditional tacos, right?
It was terrible.
They weren't Taco Bell tacos. They were like traditional tacos. And it was a fabulous place to people watch. It was nice and shaded. And, you know, I didn't think it was so terrible.
So overall,
the guacamole, I agree, the guacamole and the salsa, that was pretty horrible. Yes, but this is terrible. Like La Salsa is that Mexican restaurant that's in all food courts.
It just occurred to me when you said it just now that that's what that was. And had I known
you had food court Mexican food.
Yeah, and it was worse than most food court Mexican food that I've had. I've had good food court Mexican food, and that was not it. It was crap. It was really, really bad. It was bad. So
what can you do? I made tacos for you the next day. And you like
which
them.
Were awesome.
Yeah.
We should have Melissa's tacos. Come on. I bet you. Come on to Melissa's tacos. She's got, she won't wear the Hooters shirt. I won't allow that. But we'll have good tacos and we'll have Devil's Margarita. And I'm telling you, we should just do it.
Diablo margaritas.
Yes. Diablo margaritos. And that would be great. That's what we're going to do. We're going to start it. We're going to make it happen. How hard can it be to open a restaurant in Vegas? Everybody does it.
Everybody has one.
So if you're looking for a good place to hang out, I would say check out La Salsa, again, which is Spanish for no taste.
They do have an inside place where you can eat also.
Right, but why would you bother?
And they've got some people don't like the heat.
Well, they've got misters, right? They've got misters all over them. Yeah. A couple of times, actually, it was very rainforesty.
It was. My hair was going...
Like what's happening? Oh my God! My hair
was just wilting.
That's pretty funny, but a great place to sit and hang out, and it's really fun to watch people pose there. We saw a bunch of like New Jersey meatheads come in, guys walking in with
no shirts off,
all tatted up, and you know the girls with the big eyeglasses and you know chewing gum and just looking like nuts. And we saw racial unity. We saw what? A couple of older black women. Racial unity.
Oh, I thought you said Rachel. You could tell the
Oh, the Tiger's mistress.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, who'd we see?
No, I saw racial unity at the fountains. A couple of older black women were taking pictures of each other, and then some younger white guys, asked them, "Would you like our picture? Or your picture taken?" And they took pictures of the women, and then they all got together and took pictures together. And it was, I'm telling
they
you,
they were hugging, and it was a love fest. It was pretty cute, actually. They were having a good time.
So I tell you what, you get enough drinks in you in a fountain.
Who knows what will happen?
It brings the races together.
It was fun, though. Hmm.
So go there for the location. Go there for the drinks. Go there for the beer. Yeah, just go there for the beer. Don't go there. Stay away from the guac. It's like eating water.
You know, the salsas with the chips and salsa, I think came with three different kinds of salsa.
So it was worse, bad, and crap?
I just am saying, I wonder if it's,
It was terrible. Better. It was terrible. So pass it. They don't win. They don't get my money no more. Unless they also, what they did was smart. You can see
you
it here.
You would go there.
You can see where the Hooters girl is. They had an outdoor bar so people who could walk by could just order a beer and keep going. That was smart. It wasn't a huge amount of people there.
Where's the picture of the hot girl?
Oh, the one with the stockings?
Yeah.
I didn't take a picture of her.
Oh, well, I guess that would have been a little.
No, it was pretty hot. She had black stockings with white fishnet underneath it and a nice bubble butt. That's too much. She was pretty good looking, though. Well, no, she was a little older looking, but she had a nice butt.
You thought she looked... I didn't think she looked older.
She looked a little beat up. Not beat up, but, that term, really? That term I use that you don't like.
Yeah, yeah. I thought she looked like she was maybe like 25.
Hmm. Well, that was a hard 25, if you ask me. It's a hard living, that whole...
You totally would go back there and have drinks, though.
I'd have drinks.
And maybe we have to go there again and try the quesadilla.
Yeah. Maybe. I'd have drinks. I wouldn't eat there again because it just wasn't...
It was craptastic.
It was craptastic. It was craptastical. It was muy crapatastical skis. Which leads us to...
Oh my God!
telling you, Axl Rhodes has nothing on me. Take that, Axl Rhodes, you big baby. All right. Now, look at that. Jackie loves it when I do that. Of course she does, because she's the best in the world. Let's hear it for Jackie. Woo! Dang, the crowd loves Jackie.
What's Axl that to Rose. Love?
All right. Here we go. What is this show called? Living in Las Vegas. What's this part called? Listener email. Why? Because listeners send us emails.
Or other things.
We're smart.
Facebook
Yeah, we get Facebook comments, or we get the email comments, or occasionally we get the voicemail stuff, and we read them. The rule normally is if a woman writes the message, then Melissa reads it because she is a woman, and as you can see. And if a man writes it, then I take a crack at it because after the sex change, I very much, like Chaz Bono, am now a man. So we're going to start today's show with an email from Judy, which would mean that normally Melissa would read that, but Melissa can't read it today because she can't log into her email anymore. We don't know why that is. We believe it's a huge mystery. It might have been hacked.
We think
it was probably a hacking. That's it. So anyways, this comes from Judy. For those of you who might remember from last week, Judy was featured on the big show. This is Judy right there. Very, very smiley with her husband. And here's what Julie had to say as a result of last week's episode. Scott Whitney, mi jefe, which I thought was appropriate for her to address me that way.
She did not.
That's right. She did not. I made that up. Thank you. Thanks for your kind words on the show last week, Scott. We enjoyed the meetup at Rum Bar. Yes, we've been married for over 20 years. Look at that. Those two have been married for over 20 years. Actually, well over 20 years. Get this.
They don't look old enough to be well over 20 years.
We'll celebrate our 30th anniversary June 12th.
Jeez, were they like 10?
Is that awesome? I've actually saw their Facebook page. They were married when they were like 5. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, no kidding.
Now, a nice offering here. If you ever want to explore some hidden jewels in the Valley of Fire or see wild horses of Cold Creek.
I've never heard of that.
Or have an adventure on the natural side of Vegas, just let us know. My hubby James, again, there's James, is a wonderful tour guide and... Here's the best part. Beverages included, of course.
Heck yeah.
We're in. Thanks for all your entertainment and informative shows.
Totally
all in. The best to you and Melissa. Judy Phelps. So, Judy, we accept your invitation.
I would like to see wild horses.
We'd like to see wild. We'd like to tame a horse.
I like them. I would like to have them to stay wild. That would be super cool.
We're going to tame a horse.
Where's Cold Canyon?
But I'm not going to tame the horse like... This horse tried to tame that horse because that's bad taming.
Oh, bad taming,
good taming.
Oh, Lord.
Bad taming, good taming. So very much
thanks
to...
Seriously, where do you think Cold Canyon is?
I don't know. Where is Cold? It's Cold Creek, she said.
Cold Creek.
Cold Creek. I don't know where Cold Canyon is because it doesn't exist.
He must have like a cool truck something.
It's nice that Jackie has again brought up the fact that she believes I'm a pervert. Thank you. It's nice to have that running dialogue in the live chat.
At least we're consistent on this show.
That I'm a pervert?
I really meant the chat.
At least we're consistent that you, my husband, consistently are a pervert.
No, I meant the
Thanks,
chat.
Thanks, honey. That's sweet. You know, no wonder we're in so much love all weekend. Yeah, you're a perv. Oh, thank you, sweet. Next question comes from Brian. Now, for those of you paying attention who were here last week, you'll know that Brian... emailed us last week. He had
and he's very clever.
Right? He gave me some tips.
He did. Very, some tips. Very good tips.
And he's got some feedback on my reading of the tips.
That's awesome. Okay, let's hear it.
Now, let's hear it. Here's what Brian has to say. The subject from Brian is, I am sorry.
Okay, that's just funny to start with.
Hi, Scott. Please tell Melissa, M-E-L-I-S-S-A, as you required last week, he spelled it Malissa.
Oh, please.
I am sorry for misspelling her name. I think it was an AARP moment.
which you can relate to.
I can only relate to it because they email me, or not they email me, they mail me all the time. I'm telling you, if you want to solve the budget problem in the government, Stop mailing me crap from the AARP. That's a government thing, isn't it? Aren't they getting some money from the government? Stop it.
I don't know. I don't know what they do.
Anyways, okay. After watching the podcast last week, I noticed you forgot a big part of Mike's recipe. Remember he said how to drink Mike's lemonade without looking like a girl.
Oh, God. Okay.
And
what'd
basically
you leave out?
He said to add vodka. I thought I didn't. I don't remember leaving anything out. But he said this. He goes, one pint glass. I did leave that out. I remember him saying that. So a pint glass filled with ice. I miss the ice. Ice makes it taste better and makes it look like some great drink, not a girly thing. Okay. Then you add vodka or not. If you just add ice, you can drink it slow and keep it for yourself from catching a load of crap from the people who think you're drinking a girly drink when out in the public.
I well, also he hasn't noticed, met you.
No. I also noticed one show back, Melissa said that you tune her out from time to time and don't respond to her.
Uh-oh. Oh,
that God. Is called the fine art of selective hearing. Every man who is married for some time learns this to survive.
Oh, that it's doesn't true. Justify it.
It's true.
No, it might be true. And but it is. It doesn't justify it.
If we listened to everything that you as a woman folk married wife thing would say, our head would explode. We can't consume it all.
Do
you realize that your vocabulary, women's, basically,
I know much larger
is eight
than
is like four times more than men.
Yes.
So you use a lot of words that really don't make sense to us. Like,
are much more
like,
descriptive.
Like listen to me. Those kind of words. No, I can't hear that. I'm busy. I'm building an empire. So we can't. Brian and I both can't always listen to everything. I'm sure Ray's with me on this as well.
But in this media outlet, when we're on camera and chatting together. For 1 hour.
Look at her. Look
I
at
think
me right
that
now.
It might
Can
be
you
good.
See the evil and the anger that she's doing?
I think that it
doing?
Might be positive and helpful if we were communicating so it seemed like we're on the same show.
What was that? I didn't hear you. Say it again. I just tuned you. What? What? You got nothing to say now? I was going to give you the devil voice. Because you needed the devil voice.
I see.
Anyways, the fine art of selective hearing. Every man who is married for some time learns this to survive. Agreed, Brian. You, sir, are above your peers when it comes to knowledge.
I think that is a...
What? I was just checking the audio files.
Yep. You're being naughty.
You may want to... Wait, you want to say something, but if you do, you're dead meat. Right. So you just go on with what you're doing and act like you didn't hear them. Booyah.
Oh,
well, keep up the good work and I will stay in contact from time to time. Here's mud in your eye, Brian. Big hand for Brian.
I hope that we get to hear from Brian's wife sometime.
Yeah, Brian, why don't you have your wife chip in?
Yeah.
We're kidding.
I wonder what her opinion would be of this stream of BS from Brian.
Okay. First of all, Maya thinks that you should be allowed back in the chat. No, she can't be back in the chat because she can't do two things at once. She's like, chat. What, Scott? Be right with you. Chat. So we can't have that.
I have to admit, I do get distracted by chat.
And Ray, no, it's the fine art of selective answering to questions that weren't asked. Right. So that's the other part. You should have known. You should have just known what was bothering me. Right. I should have. And that's it. And so that was, of course, the great and powerful listener email. All right. I really like doing that. That's fun to me.
You're even cutting them off.
Yeah, right. Sorry. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to take a little bit of break. And we'll be back in the meantime. I do want to say this about that. By the way, I think everybody should be proud of me. Jacob is out of town today. He was out of town yesterday. He's been out of town for the weekend for some businessy stuff. And Tuesday and Thursday, of course, is my day to go work out.
That's right.
Now, I came home very late last night because it was a late night. You should go watch Talk Tales last night. You can see Chris and I drinking and talking, and it was pretty fun. But got home late, and I was tired. I had every excuse not to show up and work out today. Every excuse. Got home late. I was tired. My workout buddy wasn't there, which means there'd be more focus on me, which is not what I want when I'm working out. But instead,
I don't have anyone with me when I
know.
I go.
Well, you're a better person than me. And what happened? I showed up. And I showed up because this crazy kid here, James over at Studio 222, is a good guy. And and the best part about James, really, quite frankly, is he lets me cuss.
He really focused on my arms today because I slightly hurt my leg over the weekend. But my arms are super, super, super sore today.
Well, the best part is he lets me cuss. And I cuss.
Did he hurt you today? He hurt me.
It wasn't so bad. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back.
Yes, who's coming to AM 1400 KSHP? It's all the great shows from the Vegas Video Network. Join us on Fridays from 6 to 10 p.m. to get the best insider news and expert views about entertainment and comedy, cocktails and fine dining, living in Las Vegas, the real estate market, golf, and sports betting. Visit VegasVideoNetwork.com and KSHP.com for more information and join us on Fridays from 6 to 10 p.m. for the Vegas Video Network Friday Night Features.
And we're back with the Living in Las Vegas Extravaganza. I'm your host, Scott Whitney, with Melissa Whitney. Great to have you all here. You're a good-looking group, people, by the way. I just want to mention that because, in fact, you are. And
beautiful, aren't they? Beautiful people.
Well, you know who's the best-looking one out there, don't you? I'm not even going to touch that. That was stupid. You are. You are the best-looking one. All right. Let's talk a little bit about what we did this weekend. You know, when you know people...
I had so much fun.
We had such a good time. So, as many of you who watch the network know, Chris Phillips, Zoe Bowie, just started a new show called Name That Tune.
Maybe they've heard of it.
You heard of it. It's been around for ages.
Yep.
And...
was a TV show, what, in the 70s? 70s, really, right?
60s and 70s. I think it's been around for, what was this? Ray says, tell Melissa about last week where you FSFSFSFS and then got scolded by the other channel lady. Oh, no. Some crazy woman in the chat was like, you shouldn't be swearing. It's not necessary. I'm like, oh okay. Jeez. Anyways.
Where was I?
You were over there. Right there, I think. Anyways, so... name that tune. So Chris is doing this, and his singing partner Marley Taylor are a part of it, and they've been doing it for probably about a month or so now, and been meaning to go check it out, and finally had a chance Saturday to go see it. Now we went there, and this is in Imperial Palace. This is the same place where Diva Las Vegas, which is the Frank Marino show, which is different than Frankie Moreno. Frank Marino is the drag guy. Frankie Moreno is the singer guy. There's a subtle difference there. And there's a couple of Matsudo used to be there.
Yeah.
And a couple other shows were in that room. So it's the perfect, you know, it's the quintessential room for Vegas. You know, floor seating. This one's actually has got tables instead of the cool cocktail seats. Then a row of what do you call those things?
Half circle booths,
and then some more chairs and some more booths, yep. And so we discovered when we were there they have chairs. They got seats,
a balcony,
like, and balconies that we'd never even noticed before. Anyways, so you go in there and the first thing they do is they ask, "Do you want to sign a waiver so you can be on the show?" Now Melissa was like, "No, I don't want anything to do with it."
Yeah, because I don't think I'm very good at it.
I suck at it. I don't know songs. I don't get songs. I don't want to be embarrassed.
We play this game in the car all the time.
All the time.
I mean, you play with the kids, right, you know, before me. And I mean, we always play Name That Tune, Name That Band, Name the Lead Singer. That's kind of our family car game.
Right. And I'm usually pretty good at it.
You are excellent.
And so Melissa's like, no. But there's a young, good-looking guy named Scott. Not me. It was a kid. It's like, oh, come on, it's fun. It's going to be especially easy today. And so we both signed our waivers, and we got the big, you know, Scott, big Melissa sticker on our, very much like, What's that show called?
Price is Right,
yeah. And so we go in there, get our seats, and we're sitting at the floor. It's a nice, you know, nice location, and we're hanging out and talking to... So I sit there for a while, and there's four older, you know, older folks who live in the Aliante age-restricted area.
Aliante, yeah. Which isn't part of Aliante. It's not. It's down a little further.
I thought it was. And oh my God, these guys were pistols, man. They were so hysterical.
I love them. Now, they were kindred spirits, didn't they?
Yeah, the first word out of this woman's mouth was BS, but the long form. You know, that's BS. They weren't serving drinks.
Yeah.
And she's like, why aren't they serving drinks?
She showed up with the drink.
Yeah, it's a 3:30 show or 3 o'clock show. Why aren't they serving drinks? This is BS. She said the real word. I'm like, there
real
you go.
Soup. Her name was Jane and super spunky. She'd moved here from Chicago. And, you know, we had a lot in common. We both went to Catholic schools
right.
And played bingo.
And that was it. They were talking, I mean, before the show started, we learned all about them. So here's what the old folks do who live in North Las Vegas.
They have a good time.
They every Monday or every Friday morning at 8 o'clock, they head on over to Santa Fe Station and they play bingo first. Getting a game of bingo and you pay $20.
$8:30 in the morning or whatever. Isn't that crazy?
So they do their bingo, yeah. $20. You get 3 games, I think it was. And then they head off, do a little bowling.
No, they have brunch.
Oh, they do bowling first and brunch.
Then brunch and then they go bowling.
So it's the 3 B's. They do BBBB or BBB.
My guess is they do brunch and then bowling because by then it maybe is a bit of a better time for cocktails.
Yeah, that's it. Anyways, they're pretty fun.
That's my guess.
So
they were great.
Yeah, it was fun kind of hanging out with those folks. And yeah. So we waited, and then finally the show gets started. Now, this set was designed by the same cat. I think now Chris mentioned this yesterday. I think it was the guy who did either American Idol or Sunbin. So, you know, here's a couple pictures of the set. Here's, you know, a terrible blurry picture when
did
they
you
first
take those?
Come out. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I like that because the color looks really good.
Yeah. Now you're not supposed to take pictures, and I was eventually told, I'm sorry, sir, but we don't allow pictures.
Why do you think we can't take pictures?
It's stupid. This is another example of people not paying attention.
But why do you think?
I don't know, but like, remember we got in trouble, or I got in trouble for taking pictures at the Ted Nugent concert. I'm like, you guys are idiots. I'm going to take this picture. I'm going to post it somewhere and say, I'm at stage at the casino watching Ted. Oh, you should be there too. Go. It's called advertising, and it's free. You know, look it up for the love of God.
The only thing I can think of is for branding,
maybe.
You know, licensing purposes.
Well,
maybe.
I have some ideas, but it doesn't matter. Anyways, so we get there, and they start off with kind of like a little number. And I mean, here's a nice shot of the set when they first come out there. And I mean, you can see it's a really nice set. I don't know how much it was. I'm guessing they're probably it's easily 6 figures in that set. You know,
those beautiful dress she had on.
Yeah, lights all those lights light up, and you can see little numbers down there, and everybody lines up there, and it's really pretty much fun. So the way it plays out, you sign up, and what they do, the first game is they take groups of 10 from the audience, and there's 4 groups of 10, and they put them up on the stage like so. So that's half of the stage is what you're seeing there. So there's 5 people on that side, and then to the left of where Chris is, there's another 5 people. And what you do is the DJ goes and plays. It's a DJ, by the way. It's not old name. That tune was a big band, and they'd play, you know, 3 bars or whatever, and then that was it, or 2 bars.
Right.
Well, I can name that in 3 notes. Ba-da-da, and that was it. It's not how it works now, and I'll explain why in a minute. So what happens is you get up there, the first group of 10, and again, there's 4 groups of 10 that get up there, and the first person to get 2 people who get 2 songs right move on to the next level.
2 or 3 so they can get 10.
Right. They want to get 10 people. So the first round went up there and you know, we rooted and hooted. And you really do kind of get into the game.
Oh, God. I was so into it. Wasn't I hyper?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you were like, I'm nervous for them. You don't even know these people.
I was totally nervous. And I was very spazzy about it. It's the only way I can think to describe it. I was I'd be telling you this.
Right. So, and naturally, first group gets up there and the song's going. I'm like, well, I know that one. I know that one.
You knew.
Oh, I know that one.
You're very confident.
Second group gets up there and, you know, another 10 get up there and, oh, yep, I know that. Now, and this girl gets up there, boom, boom, 2 in a row, she's out. Another girl, boom, boom, 2, and they're out. We're like, well, these people are. They're gunfighters. They're real gunfighters.
But we thought we were just as good.
Like, here we go. So the third row gets up and we hear Melissa Whitney. And we're like, oh, Melissa's like, oh my God, I don't know what we're going to do. She runs on up there. No, it's Chris, so right? So
I couldn't get up there fast enough. You know, I didn't want to go at all. And I get in there, I'm plowing down old ladies. Watch out.
Get out of the way, right.
Jane. I'm coming up, right?
Missy's going to win a prize. Get out my
really
way.
I was really excited. I'm telling you, I really, really had a good time.
It was funny. So she gets up there.
Yeah.
And so the songs start playing. And I knew everyone. And occasionally, Melissa would look down at me and I'm like,
yes, because I didn't have my glasses on. I can read lips that far.
And I'm like, oh my God. It's.
I know you. I could tell you knew exactly it's what it is.
But
when you're up there, you just.
And you premature pushed once, right?
Yeah. Right, I had
premature push
button pushing. It was so embarrassing.
And so, like, she goes,
and Chris came over. He's like, can you name that tune since he hasn't played any notes? Right. I'm like, I couldn't even. I was so embarrassed. I couldn't even name a song.
Right. So it went on. Now, Melissa. Got one right.
That's right. That's right.
She got a winner.
I think if they had picked three from that.
You'd have won it?
I think so.
Yeah. Now, we believe one of those places might be a little faster than the other.
Like the button might be a little more sensitive.
We're not sure about it, but we believe if you're looking at the stage, looking at the left side of the stage, second one in from the left side.
From the center little puzzle thing.
That's the one to go to. Mm-hmm. So, in other words, if you're looking here.
You don't always get to choose. You don't always get to choose.
Right. But like where that bald guy is. But on the other side, second one in, we believe that's the lightning push button.
Several people that were in that position
did very well.
Yeah, they got in. Mm. I think.
So people get selected. Melissa's like, didn't win. Very nice.
Really,
now, Chris
so
is, you know,
excited.
Of course, Chris recognized her and Marley recognized her. So they were very nice when we were up there. And you get a keychain if you are thrown off that stage. So we have a little, you know, name that to keychain. And then the fourth and final round, Scott Whitney. What? Oh, my God. Oh, everybody
I was
so very
were
proud.
Were you excited to go
of course
there?
I was.
You thought you could kick ass, huh?
Oh, yeah. So I went up there and you know, Chris greets me. I'm like, okay. He goes, go get him, buddy. So I'm counting on you. I'm like, all right.
You got it.
So I got up there, and I'm ready to go, and I knew none of the songs. Like, what is that song? That's a foreign song.
Didn't
it's
you?
Journey.
You knew him, but you just couldn't.
Don't Stop Believing. I've learned that song 1,000 times. Of course I know that song.
You knew
and the guy
it, but
next
you just
me,
couldn't think of the words.
The guy next to me was like a 3'4" ninja. Whoa! A white ninja. Oh, it's Don't Stop Believing. Like, really? Yeah, you little right. What? Oh, it's Locomotion. Well, he's a winner. Oh, you've got to be kidding
me. One time
me.
I'm watching you and you brought your hands way high. But see, while you do this, they go like that.
Yeah. What I was doing was, I don't know.
Oh.
Well, see,
I thought you were going.
No, I was like, Now, here's the tip. There is no penalty for being wrong.
God.
So here's I'm going to give you a game tip now. Your Uncle Scott's going to help you.
There
is no penalty for getting it wrong. You can't guess that song, right? But you don't get thrown out. So what I would do if I play again, which I will, I'm going to have my hand there. They're going to play the first bar. Well, bing!
But what if you need more?
I'm just going to wing it.
Tunes of
well, nothing
floor.
Else. I'm just going to say I'll promote the company or something.
Yankee Doodle Dandy.
And I'll go, by the way, I'm going to wear my logo shirt. I'll wear my hat. Hi. Vegas Video Network. I don't know what I'm going to do, but I think, you know, given the time to hear a bar or so, boom, you're in, and I can think about it for a while and go, well, Chris, help me cheat. And we'll go with that. So anyways, I lost.
But do you think it was because you're up there, right? And
it is harder. There's no question it's harder up there.
It gives you some appreciation.
But some of the songs, I just didn't know.
But I kind of want to go to Let's Make a Deal Now.
I want to go back to there because Chris promised
well,
Chris promised that he would put the fix in for me. We split it 50-50.
Oh, he can't do that. I know.
But all right. So first round is done. 10 people are left up there. Okay. Now second round comes up. And they do this thing where they bring out these 5 big giant whiteboards, but they're facing.
No. You forgot about the playoff.
Oh, yeah. Right. So then they had 10 people. And they did the playoffs. And that's where you do the, I can name that song. It used to be in 3 notes. Now it's, I can name that song in 10 seconds or 9 seconds. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, right? And they had 5 people on each side. Again, like there'd be 5 people on that side and 5 people on the other. And they'd come in the center with these 2 guys and then they'd play against each other, right? So there'd be a clue. you know, and the clue.
Chris or Marley would read it.
Right. The clue often gave the song away right then and there. You could tell you knew what the song was. So the trick was, if you knew the song just by the clue, you'd say, well, I can name that song in 1 second. And that's as low as you could go.
Right.
And the other person has to go, name that tune. And they play 1 second or 5 seconds or however long it was. And so they whittled them down. And that was fun. That was good.
And they got to five.
And they got down to five. And then what they do is they pull out these whiteboards that were facing towards the contestants away from the audience. So you couldn't see what they're writing. They're like on this angle, like a triangle thing on wheels.
Yeah.
And the whiteboards were facing the contestants here. On the other side, you saw the Name That Tune logo. And then what you had is 30 seconds to guess 10 songs. And they'd play it, 30 seconds, 10 songs, so basically 3 seconds per song. And you had to write in the order that the songs were played what those songs were.
And do you remember the category?
I do. It was TV theme songs, which I'm pretty good at. So,
and you could either name the theme song or the show.
Or the show, right. And they also had these same cards on all the tables so you could play along while you're out in the audience, yep. Which is real smart. So they played the songs, and you know, everybody's writing stuff down, and we're like, oh, it's CSI, oh, it's Hawaii Five-O, oh, it's You Have a Friend, what's that song? Facts of Life, you know, all that kind of stuff. And you go through it. And then what happens is they flip the whiteboards over, and whoever wins, depending on whoever
and
got it right.
And the audience winner got
right,
a prize, too.
Right, right. Now, I will say, the tickets for the people who started to get, you know, thrown out. Like I said, I got a keychain, which is, you know, lovely. The next group of tickets were
free shows.
Yeah, free tickets,
right?
For like the Mentalist, McCambridge, which yeah. It's a $125 value. Unless you go to his website and they're completely free all the time. So, could have been better.
No, if you're from out of town, though, yeah. You might want to see another show. I think that was cool.
But it was kind of funny. And then a little bit higher up, I think they gave away tickets to see the Divas Las Vegas with Frank Marino.
And like dinner passes or something?
I don't remember that. I think eventually the biggest prize, well, I'll get to that in a second. So they go through the whiteboards and you know, whoever wins of that wins. All right. And then the last person has 60 seconds to figure out 15 songs. And within that 60 seconds, they have a pass. Where they can say, I don't know the song, I just want to pass it, boop. Or they can get an audience help. And the way that works is you say, okay, I don't know the song, I want the audience to help. And they say, okay, who knows the song? And people in the audience will raise their hand. They go, oh, I think it's Boogie Woogie Wonderland and Boogie Woogie Wonderland. Well, I think it might be Boogie Woogie Wonderland. And that's exactly what happens. So the scout gets up there and tick, 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 tick. First song, boom, she gets it. A second song, boom, she gets it.
She was really, she was the fastest, right?
The fastest ever, that Chris said. So she got the first 9 songs in about 20 seconds. You need 15 in 60 seconds. So we're like, wow, this chick's good.
She might win.
And she didn't pass anything, and she hadn't got the audience thing. And then she finally, and this was interesting, and I knew we were going to be in trouble by the way she played this. About 10 seconds.
It was making me nervous.
And it was Boogie Woogie Wonderland or whatever it was.
Wasn't it making you nervous a little?
Well, I was like, come on, you're not playing this right. Of course, it's easy for me to say that. I have a keychain, so I know everything there is to know about Name That Tune. So she goes, I don't know, I need audience help. And you know, there's a gal in front of us. It was her birthday, and she was shouting out
stuff
all
songs.
The time. It was pretty funny.
Yeah.
She's like, Boogie Woogie Wonderland. And somebody else says, Boogie Woogie Wonderland. And Chris is like, well, you think it's Boogie Woogie Wonderland? She goes, yeah. Ding, 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 ding. She got it right. Okay, cool. And here's where it got painful to watch. Now, we're all sitting around going, hell, if you don't know this, press the button and pass.
Well, we were screaming, right? You know, because too much time was going.
20 seconds, 25 seconds are passed. And she's not guessing. Now, all she could have said done was, I don't know, that song, click, pass. But she blew 20 seconds on a song she didn't know. Could have been 2 seconds. Instead, it was 20. So now she gets the next one. I think she got the next one after like 4 seconds.
Yeah.
But then she had 11 or 10 or so, whatever it was. She needed 15, and she had 15 seconds left. And it got started, and she blew through 15 seconds and couldn't guess the last one. So she didn't win. Her big prize, I think, was a tickets to see Donnie and Marie. So that was it. But I tell you what, we had a really, really good time.
And we're not just saying that because we know Chris and Marley.
If I didn't like it, I just wouldn't talk about it.
On the weekends, sometimes I'm really tired. I had been traveling most of the week before.
Right.
And so, you know, I was really tired and kind of just wanting to nest a little,
Yep.
And you had mentioned let's go. And I had the best time. And I'm really not saying it because we know them. I really had so much fun.
Right. And Jackie asked a good question. I must have passed it up. Yeah, the major prize is $10,000. They pull out a box, a clear box with $10,000 in it.
Well, when you're doing that, the woman had the key to the box
around her neck. Which is the funny part is once you got it wrong, the first thing that Molly did is, can I have the key back, please? She actually leaned in and
Marley
took
clearly
the key back.
Has a task, and Marley's task was to get the key back.
It's so funny.
It was cool though.
Did you
couldn't take pictures. I was saying to take pictures of the cash.
No, that was the last picture I took that one right there, which I thought was a pretty good picture.
Yeah, that's good.
So what was funny? Oh, that's neat. Come on, Sheba. Lada dee. Sometimes TriCasters are not friendly. Was that Chris loved having us there and was very appreciative of us showing up and told me when I was walking out, hey, you know, come back anytime. We'll get you tickets to come and see it for free. And so he basically extended an offer to all of us and to anybody watching our shows. And that is, if you want to go see.
Oh, how nice.
Name that tune. All you got to do is reach out to us. We'll get you a ticket, like one of these little guys here. And that's worth two tickets. So you let me know.
That.
Yeah, I just made that up kind of. You let me know.
What do you mean? He didn't say that?
Not really. I'm just doing it. No, he did. If you want to get two tickets, all you got to do is let us know. And it'd be helpful if you're in Las Vegas. I don't really feel like mailing these out. But you're in Vegas. We'll get you one of these guys that get you two free tickets to see Name That Tune.
Totally should go to it. I thought it was so much fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Real proud of Chris. And you know what's cool about it? We talked about this yesterday a little bit on his show. You know how he got the gig? Part of the reason? Talktales.
Well, he's awesome on Talktales.
They saw Talktales and he's like, that guy's good. I forgot to mention that they do some singing in that show as well. I actually thought the show was designed around them because they did some Frank Sinatra, standard stuff that was really pretty, and they did a little hip hop stuff. A couple times they'd bring a contestant out on the stage and kind of play along with
make
them dance or sing a little bit. It was good. Chris and Marley are very, very good at it. Chris is a natural at this. You can tell he's having a good time. He's doing good work. I really hope the best for this show. It's really a lot of fun. We will go back again without question.
Definitely.
But the one tip I will tell you is you should bring your own beer. Nope, not that one. I want that one. No, I want that one.
Obviously, you can bring your own in. Plan ahead.
Yeah, plan ahead. Bring your own booze. That's it. All right, everybody. Thanks very much for joining us along. And we completely appreciate your participation in this. Again, if you want to reach out to us, you can do so by going to On Air Q at Living in LV. Just much Brian did. Brian is our new On Air Q guy.
He's like a pen pal.
He's a pen pal. And can't wait to hear his wife completely disregard everything he said. Of course, you could also hit our toll-free number, which is 866-966-4599. Operators, can't wait for you to call. By the way, you should check out Awkward Silence coming up this Friday at 12:30. I got the craziest voicemail. I don't even know what to make of it. It's so crazy. For Gooch's show.
Was it from Gooch?
No. It was almost.
Somebody left a message for you to play.
Yeah,
oh.
It's. I think it's for Gooch. Hard to tell. The guy seemed a little wasted or something. But I can't wait for Gooch to deal with that show.
That's awesome.
Anyways, again, thanks everybody for playing along. You guys are the bestest in the entire world. And with that, we'll guys catch you later.
Credits are happening. Yeah, she's pretty hot. We're still working on him. Vegas Video Network. I like it. Ticket,